Merritt Island. The church of
Stephen. You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is our Kingdom Sound broadcast. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm glad to be in the studio. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I just want to thank God today for all of you that tune in faithfully and listen to the broadcast. I pray that it is a blessing to you, that you're being encouraged by the word. Just want to pray really quick. Father, thank you so much that you love us, that you are give us life. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for this being the day that the Lord has made and we having the opportunity to rejoice in it. Father, we pray today to embrace and rejoice in the new day, in the new day of God. Help us to allow old things to be passed, former things to be passed. Help us to walk in newness and life today. Thank you for your grace, your enabling power, your strength today for whatever we need. The grace of God is here. The strength of God is here. Father, we receive it in Jesus' name. Bless your people today. Bless those that are listening. Father, let there be divine appointments today. Let people hear this word and the word transform and bless their lives. I pray and I ask today in the name of Jesus. So I'm glad to be here today sharing how good God is. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I'm thinking about God and I'm thinking about how he's the God of a second chance. He's the God of mercy. He's the God of the miraculous. He's the God that does not reward us according to what we deserve, but he's the God that's gracious to us, merciful to us, good to us, and he's faithful to us. And it made me think about the story of Jonah. And I just want to look at Jonah in the Bible. I can't read in the time that we have all the chapters of Jonah, so I probably will talk about it. But I love that the depiction. I'm just going to pick out spaces. But the point and our topic today is the God of a second chance. I want you to know that God is merciful. I want you to know that God don't do things the way we do them. He declares in his word to us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." So God, how he thinks about us, it's not how we think about one another. It's not how we think about ourselves. We're hard on ourselves. We don't always operate from a place of love, but God is love, and he always, always operates from love, from justice, from righteousness, from holiness, from goodness, from mercy, from grace, from truth. So he's on a whole nother level. We can never be equal with God. We can learn of his ways like Moses did. When we accept Christ, we receive his DNA, and he begins the process of transforming us as we renew our minds in the word and begin to walk in the mind of Christ, to begin to pray about having the mind of Christ. When we pray about our will, we begin to be transformed into him. We begin to be as Christ in the earth because the word of God is transforming us. I don't think now with a selfish mind. I don't think now with a hateful mind. I don't think now with an angry, mean mind of malice and revenge and hatred, strife. I don't think like that because I've renewed my mind through reading the word. How did Jesus respond to people? How did Jesus act? But so my topic, the God of a second chance. Many of us, all we've needed a second chance. And the picture of the book of Jonah is a beautiful love story of God's mercy. I encourage you to read it today. So the word of the Lord, I'm in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh." Assignment. Can I just say that? God has assignment for you and I. God of a second chance. That's the topic. He has assignment for each of us. Let me ask you, how are you doing in fulfilling the assignment that God has for your life? God of a second chance, okay? Be honest, evaluate. God, how am I doing in fulfilling the assignment and assignments you have for me? The things you've called and told me to do, how am I doing? God of a second chance. Some of us, we need that second chance right there. I need that second chance in just fulfilling the assignment. Yes, I'm doing some of the assignments he's called me to do, but there's more. There's others. But the word of the Lord came to Jonah, and the Lord said, "Arise, go to Nineveh. Go to that great city and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." There's nothing we can do that's hidden before the Lord. There's nothing we could do. There's no place we can go that's hidden before the Lord. So God gives Jonah an assignment, just like God has given you and I an assignment. Thank God for the God of a second chance today. But here we go. You and I in our own lives, we're like Jonah. He's no different than us. We but God. We but, this is B-U-T, the conjunction, but guess what? We, B-U-T-T, we but like a billy goat. We but heads with God. We but our will versus God's will. But Jonah arose to flee unto Tarshish. The assignment, go to Nineveh, the great city, cry against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah butted heads with God. Are you and I butting heads with God in rebellion, in disobedience, in our own will? Jesus in the garden, a picture. Nevertheless, not my will. I want to be like Jesus, not Jonah. Thank God for the God of a second chance. But Jonah arose to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But whenever we butt heads with God, it causes us to leave his presence, to leave the presence of God. Here is Jonah, given an assignment, and he leaves the presence of God to do his own way. Whenever we're in rebellion, whenever we're in the sin of pride, we are doing our own way and we've left the presence of God. We can't butt heads with God and be in his, remain in his presence. We can't do our own way and remain in his presence. We've left the presence of God and he went down. Jonah went down to Joppa, a whole different city. And he found a ship headed to Tarshish. And he paid the fare and he went down into the ship. Sin takes us down. Sin decreases us. Sin diminishes us. He paid the fare to go with them, travel with them on the ship to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He knew what he was doing. Do you realize what we're doing when we butt heads with God? When we say, not so, God, when we rebel, when we resist God, when we don't obey him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey God is better than anything we could choose to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He went from the presence of the Lord. But guess what? Jonah chapter 1, verse 4. We can never truly leave the presence of God because God is God. God made it all. He's in control of it all. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let the devil fool you. God is in control. God is omnipotent. All power is in his hand. He's omniscient. He knows and sees everything. He has all knowledge. All. A-L-L. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time, watching over all, seeing the good, the bad. The Lord sent out, verse 4, Jonah chapter 1, verse 4, but the Lord, looking at Jonah, knowing Jonah, seeing Jonah, nothing hid before him. I'm talking about the God of a second chance through this story of Jonah today. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like it would be broken. God sent the wind. God sent the wind. Could it be that God is sending wind in your life, wind in my life, to get us on the right track? Could it be? Even God in sending the wind, it's filtered out of the Father's hands. When he allowed the wind to happen, a great wind, it's filtered from his hands. And though it seemed like the ship was going to be broken because of the strength of the wind, the mariners, they were afraid. They called to every man unto his God. They cast forth the goods that they were carrying, the wares, into the sea. The sea mariners, the captain, the men, the crew, they were afraid. But God sent this wind, and they cried unto their gods. They were pagans. They threw the stuff over. The ship was like it was going to be busted up and broken, the Bible tells us. But Jonah, the man of God, on assignment from God, had gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay fast asleep. How is he sleeping when all turmoil and hell is broken loose? Here he is sleeping in a slumber. Wake up, body of Christ. Wake up, old believer, from our slumber. We got to get back on track for God. We got to get back to what assignment God has given us. We have an assignment in the earth. We have a purpose and a destiny to fulfill for God. Arise from your sleep. Those of us that are slumbering, God, thank you for a second chance today. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for causing our ears to be sensitive to your voice and hear the call of God. I got to get back on our assignment. Where have we left off the assignment of God in our lives? Self-evaluation. He's the God of a second chance. Thank him for his mercy today, God. Thank you for your mercy. So the shipmaster came to Jonah, and he said unto him, what do you mean, old sleeper? What you doing down here sleeping? He's not up helping throw the stuff over into the water. the packages, the goods, the cargo. He said, call on your God. How can anybody be asleep? But yet we're sleeping. Let me say this. The world in which we're living in, we've got to come up out of sleep. God, this is the day. This is the hour. For such a time as this, you and I were created. This is our defining moment. Arise. He said, what do you mean sleeping? We can't sleep no longer. We can't make excuses any longer. God has need of each of us. You're saved. You're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You've received Christ as your Lord and Savior. Get on your assignment. Get back on post. God has need of you. God has need of me. Awake, O sleeper. Call on God. Pray. These are praying times. He was saying, call on God. He was saying, pray. He said, if it be so that God will think on us, that God will have mercy, that we won't perish, God is calling for believers to pray that he'll be merciful to us, that we won't perish, but that we'll receive God's mercy, that God will do what only God can do in our nation, in our cities, in our country, in our region, in our households, in our families, in our children. Pray. Call on God. Pray for his help. Get back on your assignment. He's the God of a second chance. It's not his will, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only son, that we that believe in him would not perish, but that he would give us everlasting life, eternal life. God wants to give us life. God wants to give us a second chance. And they said everyone to his fellow, come, let us be cast lots. Let us know. This is what they did in that time to try and identify what had brought the evil on them. It was a vehicle that they used. So come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. This was a vehicle that they would use to determine who was responsible or who had sinned. And they said unto Jonah, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is this evil upon us? What's your occupation? Where did you come from? What is your country? What people are you of? And Jonah said unto them, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, the God that made the sea. And I fear God. I fear God who's creator of all. I fear God who's omnipresent. I fear God who's omnipotent. I fear God who's omniscient. I fear him. I'm a Christ follower. I'm a Christ being. I fear God. Then the men were exceeding afraid because Jonah was not a pagan. Jonah served the true and living God. And the world, while they might deny God, they gotta know because God placed within them a knowledge of God, that God is real. The atheist that denies God cannot deny the evidence that God is real. He's the God of a second chance today. The men were exceeding afraid because of what he told them. They said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that Jonah was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because Jonah told them so. And they said to Jonah, what shall we do unto thee that the sea will become? Because of you, God sent this mighty wind. God sent this powerful wind, a wind so powerful it's almost to break up a ship. What have you done? What are we to do? What are we to do with you that the sea will be calm for us, that not every life will be lost? For the sea was wrought. The sea was tempestuous. Master, the billows. Come on. What can we do? The billows were roaring. The sea was tempestuous. It could have been like looking like a tsunami, the sea, the waves high. And Jonah said to the men, take me up, cast me forth into the sea, and the sea is going to be calm to you. For I know for my sake this great tempest is upon you. For I am the reason, I'm the cause. What are we the cause of? Because we are out of assignment. What havoc are we causing for others? What detriment are we bringing to others? Because we're neglecting our assignment. Come on. What has God told me and you to do that we're neglecting it, that we're stiff-necked, that we're hard-headed, that we're running from it? Some of us are running from it out of fear. But I declare today that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, his love, his sound mind. It's not by our might anyway. It's not by our power anyway, but it's by the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit of God, his Holy Spirit power, his enabling power. We're dependent upon God. What type of havoc are we causing? What type of problems are we causing because we won't get in a right place with God, because we won't yield our lives and obey God, because we won't surrender and submit to God today? God, I thank you for a second chance. Thank you today I'm surrendering. Thank you today I'm submitting. Thank you today I'm yielding. I'm coming back to you in the name of Jesus, a God of a second chance. Today is the day you hear God's voice. Submit, acknowledge, repent. Come back to the Father. The Father has need of you and I today. Souls are waiting for us. Let's keep reading before I run out of time. So they said, Jonah said, take me up, throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm to you, for I know I caused this. What are we causing? What are we causing? Our disobedience is causing problems. We're responsible. Today we come back to you, Lord. Today we repent for you. Thank you for another chance. Nevertheless, the men, they rowed hard. They tried to bring the ship to land. They couldn't do it. The sea was wrought and tempestuous. The billows were roaring against them. Therefore, they cried unto the Lord, and they said, we beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you. Don't let us perish for this man's life. Don't let us perish for this man's sins. Don't let us perish for this man's disobedience. Lay not upon us innocent blood. For you, O Lord, has done as it pleased you. So they took Jonah up. They cast him forth in the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. They threw him in the sea, and the sea was calm. Peace be still, sea. And the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and the men offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and the men made vows to the Lord. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah up. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Let me ask you, men and women of God, as you're listening to the broadcast, and you look at what's going on in your lives because of your disobedience, because of my disobedience, have you experienced a belly, being in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights? Sometimes in our disobedience, we're just like Jonah. And we go through trials and tribulations that we would not perhaps have had to go into. We self-inflicted trauma, self-inflicted trials because of disobedience. But today, despite where we are, even if our life could be symbolically said to be, I'm in a situation that looks like I'm in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, there is hope today. I declare there's hope for you and I. Jonah chapter 2, then Jonah, verse 1, then Jonah prayed. Prayer will bring us out. Prayer will bring us through. Prayer will bring breakthrough. And Jonah prayed in from the place of disobedience, from the place of in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. He humbled himself and he prayed. And he called unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Open our mouths and pray. Father, we rebuke the spirit of pride today. We take on the spirit of humility today, and we ask for your help. We ask for your mercy. We ask and we thank you for another chance. We thank you for what we can draw from Jonah's life and see how important it is to obey you. Father, we respond with a yes today. Yes to your will. not our will, but let your will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we pray today. We say yes to the assignment and the call of God on our life. We surrender like Jonah surrendered while he was in the belly of the fish. And he cried out by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Jonah said, I cried out because of my affliction. I cried to the Lord and he heard me. If we cry out, the Lord will hear us. God hears us. He hears a repentant heart. He hears a heart that cries out in humility. Out of the belly of the fish, out of the belly of hell, the scripture says, Jonah cried out and you heard my voice. What hell are you going through that you need God? Cry out. Open your voice and cry out to the Lord. Jonah said, you heard me in the deep, in the midst of the sea. Though the floods passed about me, though the billows and the waves passed over me, Jonah said, then I'm cast out of your sight. I'll look into your holy temple. And when his soul fainted within me, he remembered the Lord, and his prayer came to thee in his holy temple. And the Lord, chapter 2, verse 10, and the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah onto dry land. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah out on to dry land. And I'm going to go really quick. I got 1 minute left. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. What is our topic today? Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Our topic is the God of a second chance. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying the exact same thing. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee, that I tell you. And so this time Jonah arose and he went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And in Nineveh was an exceeding great city. It was a city that took 3 days' journey to get there. But Jonah began to enter the city after one day and he cried. And the people of Jonah believed God. The people of Nineveh, believed God, and they proclaimed a fast. They put on sackcloth and ashes, and they repented of their sins. And God had mercy. He saw their works. They turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he was said he would do, and he did not do it. I want to say to you and I, he's the God of a second chance. He's given us a second chance today. Let us be like Jonah and speedily go and do what God has called us to do. Get back in assignment. Get back in obedience with God. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, I'm going to do a business shout out. Top Down Tree Services. Their phone number, 321-514-8269. They offer tree service, tree trimming, landscape design, tree stump grinding, tree stump removal, weeding, planting, rocks, mulch, pressure washing, concrete pavers, and the likes. Give them a call, 321-514-8269. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9673.